Good morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. In the NBA playoffs last night, Kevin Durant scored 32 points in three quarters of a top-to-bottom blowout that sent the Nets halfway to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 125-86 rout of the Bucks. Also, the Suns cruised to a 122-105 win over the Nuggets. In NBA news, Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau has been voted Coach of the Year by a global panel of sports writers and broadcasters. While they fell in the first round, Thibodeau got the Knicks back to the playoffs and to their second-best record in 20 years. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Semyon Varlamov stopped 40 shots to give the Islanders a 5-4 victory over the Bruins and a 3-2 lead in their second-round series. And the Canadiens are moving on after completing a 4-game sweep of the Jets in overtime last night, 3-2. In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox held off the Marlins 5-3, the Angels downed the Royals 8-3, and the Padres topped the Cubs 9-4. And in tennis at the French Open, American teenager Coco Gauff reached her first Grand Slam quarterfinal with a 6-3, 6-1 victory over Ann Jabeur, while number 4 Sofia Kenin lost to Maria Sakkari of Greece 6-1, 6-3. On the men's side, defending champion Rafael Nadal beat Jannik Sinner 7-5, 6-3, 6-love, and Novak Djokovic advanced after Lorenzo Musetti retired from their match with an injury. In college sports news, Alabama coach Nick Saban has agreed to a 3-year contract extension running through the 2029 season, and longtime Syracuse men's lacrosse coach John Desko is retiring. The 63-year-old has been with the program for all 11 of its NCAA championships, including 5 as head coach. I'm Jesse King.